This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Jody, there was a week or so right after the new year when you talked about how it was kind of quiet at Walton Arts Center.
Yeah.
And now?
Now it's not quiet.
Yeah.
There's no quiet anymore. It's we're heading into a very busy stretch with both shows for the public and also a series of shows for schools. So we'll have thousands of little elementary students coming through and seeing a play next week. And then we've got, feels like we have every genre of show coming up over the next 2 weeks at the Arts Center. It's pretty busy. It's fun.
Begins tomorrow night,
this
run.
Starts tomorrow night with the amazing and wonderful Joshua Bell, who I feel like I have been waiting for that concert for at least since we put it on sale, which was like 18 months ago. He's obviously, you know, one of the most renowned and most famous violinists in the world. He's very accessible, very, very wonderful, but also a virtuoso. So I think he's going to give an amazing show.
So that's strings.
That is violin. That is strings. He'll have a pianist with him. Sam Haywood will be his pianist. So that's strings on Friday. That show is at 8 o'clock.
Then percussion.
Saturday is Drumline Live. We have two performances of Drumline Live. Drumline was here maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. Hugely successful show. I mean, everybody loves the marching band. But this show is more than the marching band. This one sort of traces the history of African-American musical traditions. There's gospel, there's swing, there's soul, there's Motown, and then there's also the drum line. So I remember when I saw the show, I was surprised by how many instruments they played that weren't drums. Mm. Lots of horns, music, lots of singing, lots of dancing. They come out into the audience and get people riled up. It's going to be great. And there's two performances of that. That's Saturday, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. And then Sunday, we shift gears a little bit and we do a 2 p.m. show of Ferdinand the Bull. This is that beloved children's classic book that actually a lot of people probably are most familiar with it recently because it was featured in The Blind Side, that movie with Sandra Bullock. About the football player, and they go to the bookstore, and one of the books that they all fall in love with is Ferdinand the Bull, and it's about this little bull who doesn't want to be like the other bulls. And
I have not read Ferdinand the Bull since I was seven,
yeah.
Eight, so it's been a while. Isn't there something about a flower?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish I could remember what.
Okay. Do you recall what the deal
is? It's something about the flowers, and I think maybe that's one of the things that's different, is, you know, he's supposed to be like a big, scary bull, and mm-hmm. he likes the flowers and is a little more gentle.
That's right.
Gentle.
He's more gentle, and it's that struggle between what people want you to be and what you want to be, but of course framed in that lovely children's literature way. So,
and this is on stage?
This will be live on stage with live actors. It won't be like, you know, nobody's going to be dressed up with a big old bull costume. Like, they may have horns, but you will clearly know that that's a person. And so they will tell the story of the book. And it's really something to bring kids to a live performance. I was telling somebody the other day, I remember people telling me a story about their little 2 or 3 year old who they brought to a show, and the show said, "Mom, can we hit rewind?" because these kids had never seen a live performance. They'd only ever seen performers on a DVD or on television where they could rewind and go back and see it again. And the parents had to be like, "No, honey, this is different. This is real people." Oh,
makes it even more special.
Yeah, which is super. So that is Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then actually on Monday, we don't have any public shows, but we will have kids from the local schools coming to see Ferdinand the Bull in the theater that day. And then we will move on to Tuesday. We will shift gears and we will go to the Peking Acrobats. These are an officially sanctioned group from China who brings an incredible show. So it's an acrobatic show, but I also am hearing that it's one of the most highly produced performances, really great lighting, amazing technical things behind it. I guess if you think about, you know, what the Chinese did with the opening ceremonies at the Olympics, you know that they can deliver some production values.
Yeah.
So we think this one's going to be pretty dramatic. And then we flip over right away, and we have two shows with Ron White, of course, the comedian that everyone knows and loves from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Mm-hmm. That's two performances, Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd. Both at 7.
And it's sold out, right?
It is sold out. And then, believe it or not, we are into Friday, which is the 4th of February. We have the wonderful Blind Boys of Alabama that night. Fantastic gospel you know, legend, music legends. And then we will have Kurt Elling in the Starlight Jazz Club on Saturday the 5th, two performances. He's a vocalist. I got to hear him when I was in New York at the APAP concert. He played with Ravi Coltrane when I was there, and he was pretty excellent. He was very charismatic. He likes to sing Sinatra-type music, but he also uses his voice like a jazz musician would use a saxophone. You know, there's a lot of scatting and a lot of improvisation, and he's very cool. He's going to be fun. And then we're into Mamma Mia, February 8th through the 13th. This show was here with us about 4 years ago. It was probably one of our most popular, and it's continuing to do really well. People are really excited about it. It's, of course, the story of a mother and her daughter's getting married and wants to invite her dad, but it could be one of three men who could be her dad. And so hijinks ensue after she invites them all and they all show up. But it's, of course, the ABBA music, which is always just delightful and fun.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600. You can also come down to the box office and visit us. And I should say that we have a new exhibition that is open in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery, which is open during the day. So if you decided you wanted to come down to buy some tickets, you could stop in and view it. It's Bethany Springer, who is a professor of sculpture at the university. She has done a very, very interesting piece in one of our little gallery spaces. It's called Watermarks. I can't really tell you what it is because it's very abstract, and there's lots of neat symbolism and images in there, but it's definitely worth coming down and taking a look. And of course, it's free and open to the public all day. So come down and buy your tickets and come down and see some art.
Well, get some rest tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.